For a long time, dirt can be ignored. Then, whether triggered by hormones, length of daylight, or seasonal cues, excessive cleaning can be a natural thing. Today, Jane Andrews recognizes the urge to clean as an unstoppable force. This is A Walk in the Park.
One of the signs of labor and imminent birth in mammals is what's called the nesting instinct. That includes humans with some rather unique stories to tell. The nesting instinct is when the very pregnant mother-to-be decides to take on project after project of cleaning, organizing, sorting, rearranging, and even furniture moving to make the place ready for the new baby. Even if the place was already prepared, she cannot explain the compulsion to make it better. Many doctors instruct the spouse to not allow her to overdo it and save her strength for the labor itself, but to no avail. Out come the buckets and scrub brushes, trash bags and rubber gloves to tackle dirt overlooked for years. When I was 10 years old, our family dog was pregnant and set to give birth. Her favorite hideout was a low shelf in the hallway coat closet. The shelf was too small to enclose a litter of puppies, so we set up a box on the floor of the same closet. In the middle of the night, for some reason, our dog decided that my mother's clothes closet was the perfect delivery room, and she started labor amongst high heels, boots, and hung dresses. As our dog pushed through contractions, my mother quickly tossed her shoes down the hall and grabbed armloads of suits, sacrificing her closet to the event. In the end, our dog had 4 healthy puppies, but she did it her way. Perhaps she wanted to save the coat closet for her own private getaway. It was just as useless to search for a reason then as it is today in understanding the determination of the nesting instinct. And like any seasonal event, like planting, harvesting, and back to school, we humans feel the urge to go through the motions and emotions of such events, even though we may be past our prime. The memory is ingrained, and the nesting instinct evolved into annual spring cleaning. Depending on the species, both male and female birds may contribute to nesting. It's fascinating to watch the complete change in their behavior and their priorities, and it helps us make sense of the nonsense of our own.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.